My guest at this time is Tom Schatz. He is the president of Citizens Against Government Waste here in Washington. We've asked him to discuss the numerous stories of cabinet officials facing controversy for using taxpayer funds for personal travel for family members, buying ridiculously expensive furniture, and other questionable actions. So is this a matter of these officials simply not caring about our money, or are the rules governing this sort of activity tough to understand and follow? Or is it both? And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Glad to be on.
Well, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price was forced to resign over his use of private planes at taxpayer expense. We've got secretaries like David Shulkin at the VA and Steve Mnuchin at Treasury facing heat for taking expensive flights for personal reasons at taxpayer expense or their spouses. Current HUD Secretary Ben Carson is in hot water for a $31,000 dining room set. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke under fire for ordering very expensive doors to be installed at his office. So, is this all kind of a careless, let-them-eat-cake attitude now that these folks are in high office, or is there something else going on here?
Well, I think taxpayer-funded travel has always been an easy target for both sides to try to score political points. The problem is that no one knows what prior administrations did, how they spent the money, what the budget amount might be for the various activities, and whether they should spend it or not, of course, is a different story. But all of this information is really inaccessible. There's no searchable database to find out how often federal officials use taxpayer-funded travel, how much it costs, whether it's necessary, whether it's done on military aircraft, whether it's done in private planes. It's confusing, it's disorganized, and of course it's easy to point out a few trips here or there that might look like something's wrong. But again, no one knows what the prior secretaries did. And there's no way to know whether or not any of this may be within the rules, which also differ not just between different administrations, but even among agencies.
Well, we'll talk about perhaps ways to clarify that in just a moment, but it seems like it's far more arcane at the executive level than with Congress. They got a lot of rules they got to follow, too, but they seem to be able to most of the time figure out what those are.
True, but that also took a very long time, and that's still not perfect. There is nothing, for example, that shows the list of congressional travel. There's no committee vote. There's no transparency about what the legislators are supposed to accomplish. I mean, one thing that did occur over the years is that they stopped taking spouses and staff to the Paris Air Show. But why are they going at all as members? You know, what happens with the results of these trips? What's the legislative activity that follows? So again, you may know what they're doing or where they're going, and they may report it after the fact, but what is the achievement legislatively following those trips?
Well, let's get a little more specific then. What can be done? You said there's different rules not only in the executive branch, but really from department to department. So how do we start to get everything on the same page so people know what they can and can't do?
Well, Citizens Against Government Waste and the National Taxpayers Union, Pete Sepp, the president, and I wrote an op-ed in the Hill, and we asked taxpayers to sign an online petition to demand detailed transparency on who is traveling, the mode of transportation, who's traveling with the public official, the purpose of the trip, the compilation of an annual report, including the costs associated with military aircraft and personnel, and then put it on one website that covers all federal agencies so that everyone can see what's going on. Then it might be more sensible to say this individual or this agency or that agency is or is not doing something that violates the rules. And I think uniform rules would also be very helpful.
Is clarity something that's controversial on this front, or would this be something that would generally pass pretty easily if they bothered to actually go through with it?
It would be nice if this happened, but like everything else in Washington, it's just inertia. Whether it's the bureaucracy or whether it's Congress itself, after the issues with Secretary Price, they talked about having Chief of Staff John Kelly to sign off on cabinet-level travel, but that still doesn't address the inconsistent and fragmented reporting of travel rules and the exact costs that are associated with the travel that still probably wouldn't be available.
How much of this boils down to common sense? Whether Ben Carson knew about the $31,000 dining set, for example, is a matter of some debate. Some of the Freedom of Information documents suggest that he and his wife probably did know. But whether it's you or whether you're hiring people, you should probably know that you don't need to spend that kind of money on a dining set. So how do we get the common sense factor in here?
Well, certainly that's something that needs to be assessed and included in anything that these cabinet officials do. I mean, the Secretary of the Interior needs to travel everywhere. That's most of the majority of Interior employees are outside of Washington, D.C. So he probably would travel more than most secretaries. But again, we don't know what his predecessor did or where he may have gone, or going back as far as you can go. We don't know how to compare any of this. But sure, common sense, being careful with how the taxpayers' money is being spent is obviously something that should be done. But, you know, the people who approve the travel have likely been in these agencies for many years. The political appointees are not the ones that sit there and say yes or no. They always check with the career people to make sure that this is in compliance with the rules.
Tom, clearly the cost of a personal flight or for the cost of a flight for a cabinet secretary's spouse or a $31,000 dining set is not going to explain why we have a national debt of $21 trillion, but it might be indicative of why we have a $21 trillion debt. So what does it say about the way that our government looks at our money?
Well, look, this is a problem that goes way beyond whatever particular agency head may or may not be doing. Congress is ultimately at fault for how much money is being spent because they approve the budget. This recent budget deal increases spending 14%. We continue to suggest that Congress find ways to cut spending to help offset these increases. If it's that critical to increase defense spending and non-defense spending, there's plenty of suggestions out there for how to cut waste in order to perhaps fund higher priorities. And to us, that's the much more important debate than arguing over whether some of these things are sensible or too expensive, because, as you mentioned, it's a real, real tiny drop in the bucket compared to where we are in terms of overall spending.
Well, Tom, I guess the good news is that with the work you do, you're never out of material. So thanks very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Well, we're still trying to put ourselves out of business, Greg, but thanks a lot.
Tom Schatz is the president at Citizens Against Government Waste. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.